Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg will be holding a fundraiser for Governor Chris Christie's reelection campaign fund at his home in California next month. Christie says he and Zuckerberg became friends after the mogul gave $100 million to improve Newark schools.
Gosh, I'm 22 years older than these kids. It's nice that they're going to hold a fundraiser for an old man from New Jersey.
We're joined now by New Jersey Public Radio Managing Editor Nancy Solomon to discuss the backstory of Christie's relationship with Zuckerberg. Good morning, Nancy.
Morning, Sotirios.
So does this support from Zuckerberg mean that Christie is starting to reach into sectors of the political and demographic spectrum that most Republicans could only hope for?
Well, yes and no. You know, Republicans are certainly having trouble appealing to young people generally, and young Californians particularly. But Zuckerberg isn't just your average young person. He's a very rich young person. And Christie is also, he's leveraged his support of urban school reform and charter schools to reach a lot of people. For example, working class African Americans in New Jersey cities who are looking for an alternative to their public school system are starting to support Christie because of the new charter schools that are coming in. And, and Christie's relationship with Zuckerberg is also tied to that education policy.
So it's not surprising that Zuckerberg supports Christie?
Not at all. Zuckerberg is one of a handful of very rich people who have their own private foundations that are supporting school reform. And those foundations support a flavor of reform that's focused on undermining teachers' unions, starting privately run charter schools, and believing that public education should be run more like a business.
What indications are there that Christie shares this philosophy?
Well, he's very closely aligned with these ideas. He has fought with the New Jersey Teachers Union and was able to make some changes to the tenure rules. Not as far as he wanted to go with them, but he did get enough Democratic support to make changes to tenure law. And he's increased the number of charter schools in the state. The Eli Broad Foundation, one of the philanthropies pushing for this new brand of school reform, made a grant to the state this past year that stipulated that Christie had to remain in office for the money to be meted out during the term of the grant.
And what kinds of programs does the Broad Foundation support?
Charter schools, the operation of schools by private nonprofits, and one of the more interesting ties to New Jersey is Broad's Superintendent's Academy. The foundation has said that it believes the best way to reform public schools is to train and place superintendents to be in charge of local school districts. The Christian Science Monitor reported last year that the Broad Academy had placed superintendents in a third of the 75 largest school districts in America. And who's a graduate of the academy? Chris Cerf, the governor's commissioner for education.
All right. Thanks so much, Nancy.
Thanks, Sotirios.
Nancy Solomon is the managing editor for New Jersey Public Radio. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.